You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the KVML studio this morning is Jolyn Miller. She is with the Planning Committee for the Tuolumne County Volunteer Fair, which will take place next week at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. Good morning, Jolyn.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. The Tuolumne County Volunteer Fair. This is not the first time this has happened. Tell us about the history of the Tuolumne County Volunteer Fair.
Yeah, so we started in 2018. It was a project of Leadership Tuolumne County. A group of us were just learning about the county and realized that there was a ton of organizations that they all had the same need. They needed volunteers. And so our project for Leadership Tuolumne County was to create this volunteer fair. And the idea just, we made it happen within a few months. We had a second one in 2019, and then we all know what happened in 2020. So we're bringing it back, first time since 2019, this year, next week, March 30th.
So based on 2018 and 2019, is the volunteer fair considered to be key in finding and recruiting new volunteers?
We're definitely still analyzing some of the data of the organizations that have come, but as a resounding yes from our organizations, we have over 70 organizations again this year. So we know that organizations are excited to be there and to find volunteers. There are stories that we have heard of people finding organizations to volunteer with because of the volunteer fair.
So that's incredible. 70 different organizations in Tuolumne County, based in Tuolumne County?
Yes.
Tuolumne County?
Yes.
So the need for volunteers is obviously great. People who attend the fair, what do they need to bring with them?
They just need to bring themselves and an idea of what they're thinking about, what kinds of organizations they're thinking about volunteering in. Most of the organizations will have sign-up sheets and they'll leave their information, and then the organizations will contact the prospective volunteers.
The fair will take place next Thursday, March the 30th, from 3:30 through 6:30 in the evening. How much time is typically needed each week or each month to volunteer for an organization?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I think it depends on the organization and it depends on the interest level of the volunteer. So find an organization that fits with what you're looking to give. I think there's so many organizations that need volunteers in this county and across the nation, quite frankly. You can easily get caught up in volunteering 100% of your time, like a full-time job. So just make sure that your needs are met by the organization and that the organization is clear with what types of volunteer opportunities they have. Many will have, we call it episodic volunteer opportunities, where it's just a one-time thing. You can just show up for one day and volunteer and leave. Others will have more regular volunteering opportunities, like once a week or once a month. Some of them will have training requirements, fingerprinting, and things like that, and some won't. Some of them will accept youth, and some won't. So it'll be a really great opportunity for people with diverse backgrounds and interests to see what organizations will fit their needs.
Who's hosting the fair this year?
It's hosted through the Blue Zones Project and Love Tuolumne County this year. And, of course, Sonora Area Foundation is our fiscal sponsor.
All right. Will food and drink and refreshments be made available?
So we understand that it's during dinner time, and so we don't want to make that a barrier to coming. We did have a taco stand come, so you're more than welcome to get your dinner at the taco stand. It's not provided by the Tuolumne County Volunteer Fair, but it will be available for you so that you don't have to make decisions about coming or not.
And again, this is at the Motherlode Fairgrounds on Thursday, March the 30th from 3:30 through 6:30. If a person is unable to attend this fair, are they going to have other options?
Yeah, so all of the organizations that are attending are listed on our website, which is tcvfair.org. And so anybody can go to that website and see what organizations are there to contact them.
Easy enough. Is there anything else you would like to add before we wrap up?
Yeah, I just want to let people know that volunteering is not only beneficial to the community, it's beneficial to themselves. There's research studies out there that show that volunteering can increase your happiness, reduce depression, increase the length of your life. Another really cool opportunity for volunteering is to add items to your resume, to add skills to your resume, and build skills that way, especially for young college students or people that have been out of the workforce for a while. If you volunteer specific skills and organizations, you can potentially, you know, make yourself more marketable for a job.
All right, Jolynn, we will see you next Thursday, March 30th, over at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. Jolynn Miller is with the Planning Committee for the Tuolumne County Volunteer Fair. Always good to see you.
Always good to see you, too. Thanks.